Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
Okay. Call me up, man. I'm on for the next 50 minutes, and then I'm going to go home and go to bed. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Quick one. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. The Giants are bleeding out, so we led with the Giants. With the Jets, it's just a little different because, like, we understand this is year one of Aaron Glenn. It's year one of all of their coaches. It's year one of their GM. So, like, I'm not saying you give them grace because they're still the Jets. Yes, they are still the same old Jets. And, like, Aaron Glenn addressing the, like, same old Jets thing. Like, bro, I feel like Aaron Glenn put on the right facade, the right costume, and now that we're in the season, he is just slipping into, like, what so many other coaches before him slipped into. This thing will eat you up, man. This thing will eat you alive. You know, to say you're not the same old Jets, you are. You're 0-3. You blew two games. You could easily, in a lot of people's minds, be 2-1. If you were different than the Jets that we've seen before, you would find ways to win. You had a lot of people fooled. You had a lot of people sold. But, yeah, you don't want to hear the same old Jets and then find ways to win. But I'll say this about the Jets. And, like, Sauce Gardner, you got paid, bro. You got paid. You got to do the thing. Every play. Every series. You got to do the job. Especially because this new Jets secondary is suspect as hell. Like, Sauce has to be reliable. Sauce has to be consistent. Sauce has to be the best player in that secondary. Every rep. Every play. And he hasn't been. To be the guy that got paid, He doesn't always look like it. But yeah, the Jets' upcoming schedule, I was doing this earlier on my live on YouTube. I'm like, there are some games. Like, why can't they beat the Dolphins on Monday Night Football? And also, ew. Like, why? Why is that Monday Night Football? What were they thinking? Why can't they beat the Dolphins on Monday Night Football? Is it going to be Justin Fields? Is it going to be Tyra? Either one can beat them. And then the Cowboys, I already told you, the Cowboys are dumpster juice. So that Sunday when the Giants return home, or when the Jets return home and it's the Cowboys coming to MetLife not to face the Giants, there will be a bunch of Cowboys fans in the building. But why can't the Jets beat them? It reminded me of Sam Darnold and Robbie Anderson beating the Dallas Cowboys in MetLife. What year was that? Like 2019? No one thought they could do that. They definitely can. The Broncos, I think the Broncos are going to fade a little bit here. They have back-to-back weeks with tough losses. I don't think Sean Payton takes an L to Aaron Glenn, but you never know. The Panthers had a big week against the Falcons, but they're beatable too. Tighten up, right? If Aaron Glenn is going to focus on the good, take the good then. Take the good and build off of it and get stronger with these guys. The Bengals, when they go to Cincinnati, the last weekend of October. If Cincinnati doesn't trade for Jameis or Russell Wilson, Jake Browning this week, it was underwhelming. It was not what I thought it was going to be. I thought they would have a chance to go in there and beat Carson Wentz. Turn the ball over? Nah. The Browns aren't fooling me. The Packers fooled me. I took them in one of my survivor pools. No way the Packers lose this game, right? They got guys on their team talking about going undefeated, feeling like they should have been undefeated in years past, how they're this, and they got Micah Parsons now, their Super Bowl favorites. They were on extra rest because they played Thursday Night Football. Please, laid an egg. And the Browns got him. And redemption for that kicker. What was that kicker's name? Schmidt? Good for that kid. Because I learned something about him. Andre Schmidt, you know, he lost his mom before the season. And obviously in that first game, he missed an extra point and a field goal. People were ready to run him out of town. Redemption for him. They beat the Super Bowl favorites. But yeah, 888-808-1019. My thing on the Jets is this coach has completely changed as far as what I saw him as. I don't know what the team sees him as, but he's got to keep coaching them up. Wins. That's the only thing people care about around here. All that other stuff is nonsense. All that other stuff, miss me with it. All that other stuff is talk that goes in one ear and out the other. Until we see a winning product on the field, we don't believe you. We don't believe you. And all they did, you know, they talked about how Tyrod Taylor's got aura. He's aura farming. He gets girls. He's cool. Okay, that ball that he threw that got picked off and returned, like, that ball was late. That ball was a day and a half late for a veteran in the NFL to make that throw. A guy that's been around the block a couple, like, it's reckless. It's reckless. It puts you in a bad spot. Zach Wilson makes that throw. 888-808-1019. Ross is in Bergen County on the Fan. What's up, Ross?
Keith, what's up, man? Hey, GG and Fantasy, bro. Whatever.
Bro, you beat me by a point. Like, if Goff makes that throw, that stupid play where he gets past the line of scrimmage and he has Amon-Ra to his right, but he throws the ball like 3 feet away from him because he thought about running it, that's that catch and that run that would have probably been another reception for 5 yards, then you get beat. You beat me by 1 point.
Let me tell you, bro. I'm so damn sick of Derrick Henry throwing the ball over the field. I won a game in another league because the guy I was playing had him, won by a point because of
Fumble.
The 2-point deduction. Oh, all over the field, bro. He's reckless. I don't know if you saw. I had a trade on the ready, treated his ass as Detroit was kneeling. I just didn't want to mess up with the mojo. It was a trade I found sitting in my inbox. I couldn't pass up because I see him and I see Brian Thomas Jr., who's afraid to get hit. So 3 weeks in, I said, I'm done playing reindeer games, bro. It's time to clean some stuff up. But all kidding aside, man, GG. And, you know, just really quick, because I know I called about a Met point, bro. This is like, you know, you're talking about, I brought up last time I called you, this cycle of misery, bro. You're talking about Survivor. I had Atlanta this week. You know, enough said about that. They weren't even in it. And all of a sudden now Michael Penix should start getting the J.J. McCarthy talk, all the eyeballs on him, bro. I don't know.
Terrible performance from Michael Penix Jr. over the weekend.
It's really getting ugly for him, bro. And you got Cleveland having their miracle win. Feels like they have one or two of those every year. And just overall, like I said, like you say all the time, bro, it's the cycle of misery. Fantasy, your teams. We lit up on Jake Browning, should have never leap and cut me. 2 years later, we come full circle with that. And Carson Wentz is balling out. Sam Darnold, you can't make it up, bro.
Yep.
Daniel Jones, you brought up.
Monday Night Football comes. You try to redeem yourself. You throw an extra 100 on Monday Night Football. As I'm logging in to see that I definitely didn't hit any of those parlays. And you just take L's. You're just down. Your team loses. Yep. Nothing hit for me.
Yeah, tonight was Zay Flowers cost me the parlay. Only leg would have won me like $1.50. But
I wish I knew they were going to get Mark Andrews going. I'm like, I didn't get that memo. They got Mark Andrews going tonight. That would have easily cashed.
Yeah, he dropped like 25 on my bench in another week. Anyway, man, I'm getting sidetracked. I got on the TV right now. San Diego just clinched their spot, so there's one spot. I mean,
okay.
They were getting in. There's one spot officially left. By the way, Jose Iglesias with the clutch bunt to move a runner over to third. They just won on a walk-off and extra, so kind of the OMG full circle there. And, hey, man, what is there to say? Last time I called you was about a week ago, bro. Nothing changes. Every pitcher we got, you throw David Peterson's mix, rightfully so, all of a sudden now in that mix of guys who, I mean, he was a legitimate all-star this year. Talk about last year.
On the mound for you today, you need his best start in over a month today.
Well, we won't get it, bro. You got Senga's getting rocked in the minors. You, this whole thing with the piggyback now.
Yeah,
of course,
people hyped that one time.
Yeah, bro. You just got a whole crate of stuff that was nicknamed off of one. You have the psychedelic cameras, the super pen, now we got the 6'7" cam, bro. It's ridiculous. Now you got the piggyback. And that was a one-time thing, bro. You know what? Give credit where credit's due. It worked. It got a nickname, just like everything. I'm blank. Oh, the Fab Four. I can't believe that got played out. I thought we'd never hear the end of that. I can't believe that kind of fizzled out, but the piggyback was a one and done.
Yeah, they got to take Nimmo out of that Fab Four.
Yeah, it's the Fab Three, and it's going to be the Fab Two soon because this is Pete Alonso's second year in a row. We're giving him a curtain call for what could be his last home game, and you know damn well next year is going to be the same song and dance.
Yep.
We're gonna be flirting with 75-80 wins. You know, it's almost, you know, bro, it's almost as if only we didn't have an owner that was, you know, struggling financially, that we couldn't have all these, you know, we're basically like the Rays. We got bullpen games every game. Legitimately. And they're not going to have that in a few years, too. They got the new ownership. If only we didn't have the richest owner in the league, that we didn't have to have bullpen games and you know, future stars a couple years ago that now we're singing and dancing because they got an OPS around 700 and it's third base by committee. If only we didn't have, you know, our splash in the at the trade deadline where two unusable relievers and a center fielder that doesn't know how to run the bases. And
yep.
If only we didn't have Harrison Bader on the team last year, and if only we weren't in the market for a center fielder as recent as 2 months ago, that we got to see, you know, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, Tyrone Taylor, Cedric Mullins. It's ridiculous about Bader's batting 400. It's ridiculous, bro. You can't write it up.
Thanks for the call, Ross. I don't want to start to unload the clip on the Mets just yet because it ain't over. Like Yogi says, it ain't over till it's over. I've been hearing people act like the Mets season is concluded already. I know they went from like 85% chance to make the postseason to now 51, 52% in a matter of like 3 weeks, but it's not over yet. We'll have our time. And I'm honestly not looking forward to it because, like, it's weird, right? Like, the way that they lost this series over the weekend, like, it went from me kind of feeling like, oh, you wait. I'm going to me actually feeling bad as they, like, SNY is incredible with their ability to find fans in that ballpark that fit the emotion and expression of the fan perfectly. Like they must have I don't know. They have a camera and a production crew where they say, okay, section now. They find kids, they find grown men, and there's just this weird cosmic energy around. Like, what the hell was Cedric Mullins doing, and what was he talking about, bro? Will you stop running? I'm like, you're watching to see if Dalen Lyle, he had nothing on his mind but playing spoiler. That guy, him and Jacob Young, they had nothing on their mind besides, I'm going to do everything in my power to beat the Mets, to step right up and beat the Mets. But yeah, Cedric Mullins got to be some kind of secret agent mole, some type of plant. Because what is he? He's been terrible. What has he done? We want to talk about what Shane and Dable have done. What has Cedric Mullins done as a trade deadline acquisition to help? Jose Siri. He's another one that they added in the offseason. Waste of time being on the team. You heard of Tyrod Taylor. They better call Tyrone. Tyrone Taylor, the rest of the way. Tyrone Taylor, get him out of single A. Tyrone Taylor, you're the starting center fielder the rest of the way. But the rest of the way might not be that long. And that's the thing. They don't control their own.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Own destiny anymore, because like everybody is waiting for the LOL Mets. Everybody is waiting. Everybody's already talking about the greatest collapse or whatever. I'm like, it hasn't happened yet. If the postseason ended yesterday, which it doesn't, then they're on the outside looking in. But they can control their destiny this week. I just think it's like it sucks. The Reds have the Pirates, and the Brewers just lost tonight, as you heard Ross say. The Brewers lose to the Padres 5-4 in extra innings. The Brewers are signed, sealed, delivered. The Brewers could decide to pitch anybody they want, rest anybody they want, not risk any injury. You know what I'm saying? They could at the end of this week just be like whatever. Where the Reds, they definitely can sweep the Pirates. And then they face them like the Reds could I don't know. Honestly, the Cincinnati Reds could not lose a game the rest of the way. It's going to be bad. I know I said I had receipts, and I know I said I'm going to cook, but I'm getting the feeling now. I'm kind of, because like I'm able to lay lower and gauge sentiment over the weekend, and then even how like the Mets lost, what, 5-3 on Nolan McLean Day, and then they lost on the piggyback 3-2 and couldn't find a way to win there. The center fielder is kicking the ball. I'm like, yo, there's some type of cosmic energy against the Mets. I'm trying to figure it out. You know what I came to the conclusion of? It's the mascot race. They created their own karma. Stop being petty. I told y'all from the jump. They put the Bronx as a Bronx Zoo giraffe in a dirty white tee before he ever stepped on the field to race. They represented the Bronx in a dirty white tee, and they gave the giraffe angry eyebrows. They made him mad. What y'all trying to say? What y'all trying to say about the X? You celebrated 3 million fans. And I guarantee you, some of those fans, I was one of them that came through the doors, but I'm not from the Bronx. I just go there a lot. But I guarantee you there's some Met fans from the Bronx that come through your doors. Maybe there's a kid from the Bronx that just wants to see the Bronx win once. The Bronx won 0 races. The first year of the mascot race, Queens won 31 times, Brooklyn 20, Manhattan 18, Staten Island 12, the Bronx 0. And the baseball gods, they don't take kindly to that. They frown on things like that. They say, you know what? That's petty. That's corny stuff. You didn't need to do this. You had 3 million people come through here, and some of your fans live in the Bronx. Let them get one. Let them get. You don't have to make up some type of illegitimate. I said, no good will come your way. No good will come your way with that. And then the 6-7 camp. 6-7. I'm like, how far have we gone? The internet controls everything. And yeah, the Mets don't control everything. Like I saw the Marlins are lining up Sandy Alcantara. Of course they are. That's the Mets or the Marlins World Series. The Marlins hosting the Mets, they're trying to sweep you. And you know what? They've got young, scrappy guys that are going to be up for that 3-game series. They're going to be on every pitch, every play, every out. So it sucks that it has come down to this. You know, the last thing I'll say about it, like I saw the Amazing Army put out a breakdown of like how the Mets got here. And it says roller coaster of a season. I'm like, hey, I call it a roller coaster. I'm literally like, I said I'm off the Yankee roller coaster. I say I'm off and on the ride, but like I'm never really out of the amusement park. I'm a Yankee fan. Like I want the Yankees to win the World Series, but like the Met fan experience, I can't imagine. So they broke down the roller coaster the first 69 games over a 652 winning percentage at 45-24. Remember us talking about how the Mets were the best team in the league? They're going to the World Series. Wait till Juan Soto gets hot. The pitching lab, they got the best pitching. Then they went 3-14. They had another stretch. They went 2-14. And then this last stretch that was damning was the 0-8 stretch. You can't go 0-8 in September fighting for the last wild card spot. And then lose another series to the Nationals. 888-808-1019. This is peril. This is doomsday. This is the other shoes about to drop. Not like 07, 08, like 6-7, like 2025. The worst team money can buy. Anthony DeComo wrote, the Mets have lost 4 of their last 5 games to the bottom-feeding Nationals. They've lost 11 of 15 overall. They scored only 2 runs today against a pair of pitchers with ERAs in the high fives. This is simply not how a playoff team performs in huge games, full stop. So even if you do somehow by the skin of your teeth get in, is that the phrase, skin of your teeth? There's no skin on your teeth. if you somehow do get in, what are you going to do in the postseason? Who's like, I don't know, man. Maybe you're better off. But no, there is no better off because, like, I might withdraw from my pettiness. We'll see how I feel when it actually happens because right now I'm starting to feel like, as I did stack, and I have a whole notes thing. Maybe I'll pull some of them this week because I don't think I'm going to unload the clip like I said I was because it's really going to make some people hate me. And I don't need the Mets fans like turning on me. Like, you should be mad at Carlos Mendoza. You should be mad at Steve Cohen. You should be mad at David Stearns. But as I did start to stack up some of the tweets and some of the things that people said to me and like even some of the Met fans that like made like, I'm just like, nah, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I don't even want to remind people of some of the stuff that was said. The celebration of signing Juan Soto, how it was proclaimed that the Mets are big brother. The city's under new management. They're going to the World Series. Now, all this stuff, I'm looking at all this stuff. It's funny, I went and you know what I did too? The first thing I did for my, this is a song for my haters. I went and unblocked all the blocked accounts that I had. And then I went and unmuted all the muted accounts that I had. Because I'm like, oh, I need to see these Met fans. I need to do some digging. And then once I started doing it, I'm like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't, I have to evolve. I have to rise above. I'm talking to people that are telling me now, don't shoot back, don't clap back. Don't go down to the cesspool. I'm like, but I was born in there. Like, I have to go back and troll and roast and fight back. But I'm like, nah, I think I'm going to take the higher ground because this Mets collapse is going to be all time. And, like, that feeling when baseball ends, like, that's really emotional. I know what it feels like. And, like, for this first year of Juan Soto, to end without seeing Juan Soto's prowess in the postseason, yeah, I'm not going to pile on. I think I'm just going to ignore it. I'm just going to leave it alone, right? Because that's what people always say about me. Oh, this guy cares so much about Juan Soto. I work at a radio station where, what am I supposed to do? Oh, this guy must be a closet Mets fan. All he does is talk about the Mets. That's required of me. I just don't have to do it like I'm a Met fan. But yeah, that's all I have on the Mets, man. 888-808-1019. I'm just going to leave it alone. I am 100% rooting for the Mets every night this week to at least avoid that. You're not going anywhere in October. Avoid the narrative of, wow, $340 million to miss the postseason. Y'all were talking World Series, couldn't even get to the wild card. Yeah, Juan Soto didn't have a down year. And that's another thing with Met fans, bro. I wish I would stop the premature celebrations. Learn. Like all the peacocking about Juan Soto's not having a down year, but you're about to have a down year. Juan Soto's having the best year in a Met uniform. Yeah, it's going to just be the regular season. Calm down. Rein it in. Relax. You've got guys like Cedric Mullins on this team, Ryan Helsley on this team. Brandon Nimmo, I don't know what Brandon Nimmo made some good money. But this Mets situation right now, it's not good. It's not good. So I just know how much I'm already hated. So I'm like, I don't need any more hate. I don't need to go back in time. People know what the deal is. People know what the deal is. I don't need to shoot any. I don't need to remind. There are going to be some of these Mets. Like, and I have it saved. Whether it's like the Seven Line or some of these Met podcasts or accounts, these people that think they control me, think that they could laugh and make jokes and all this other stuff, especially when the Juan Soto signing started and the season started early. All right. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to rise above. I'm going to be the mature one. I'm going to talk about the Giants and the Jets and the Yankees. And once the Met season's over, it's over. Let's get back to talking about the Giants. Pablo is in Dover, New Jersey on the fan. Go for it, Pablo.
What's going on, my man? How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for holding.
Dude, recovering, man. Fortunately, I'm a Giant and Mets fan, so Sunday was brutal, dude. You're spot on the Mets, dude. We have a David Stearns problem. It's not going away. But I was called about the Giants. You brought up great points looking back on Saquon and Daniel Jones, and there's one constant theme, and that's John Mayer. He's an incompetent owner who cannot make good decisions. It made absolutely zero sense to, A, bring these guys back, but B, publicly put that stupid ultimatum where you told them If they don't succeed, they're out of here. You basically told everyone these guys are lame ducks. That's not how you cannot operate a franchise this way. Either you believe these guys are going to take you to the promised land, or you get them out of there because they've been there for 3 or 4 years now. It's a disaster. This is all on John Mara. It's the recurring theme. And here's the best part. When Dave Gettleman got let go, this regime inherited Daniel Jones, a first-round pick quarterback. The next regime that comes in next year, because we know what's going to happen, dude, they're both out of here. The schedule is what it is. This new regime coming in is inheriting a quarterback that's not theirs. It's the same song and dance. Why? Because John Mara is doing the same stuff over and over and over again, dude. It's insane.
That's the definition of insanity. Thanks for the call, Pablo. And yes, I'm going to make sure to group them all together. It is Mara, Shane, and Dable. Not just Shane and Dable, because I think a lot of times I position it like they have him held hostage. They are not the millionaire owner. You know what I'm saying? They are not the one that has been around the Giants organization like it's in his blood, literally, like through passed down through his family. Like, you've allowed this. And you allowed it before Shane and Dable got here. It didn't, the mockery, the laughing stock didn't start when these guys took over in 2022. You're the one that hired Joe Judge, a special teams coordinator, because he came from Bill Belichick. You know, you put Ben McAdoo in there to bench Eli Manning. Eli Manning still coming back with a smile, with his jersey tucked into his jeans, throwing footballs on the field. You're the one that had Pat Shurmur here. You're the one that created the revolving door. Like, you're the one that didn't have the cojones to put your foot down and say, we're not getting rid of Saquon Barkley. Are you dense? He could go down the street to the Eagles. We have to play him twice a year. Are you dumb? Pay him. Not paying a running back. What are y'all going to do with my money? Oh, sign Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson 2 years later. Like, what are we talking about? You guys got guys like Jalen Hyatt and Evan Neal and just complete miss. Deontay Banks in the draft. It's a joke. And Mara is part of it. Absolutely. We cannot leave him out of it. We cannot act like it's Shane and Dable, some type of runaway train. They came in and stole the organization and we're going to do whatever we want around here. Mara's allowed it for 4 years. And there should never be a situation where two things. One, what Pablo said, where at the end of the season you say, well, I better be in a better mood next year. What kind of mood you in at 0-3? Being embarrassed on Sunday Night Football. Having your fans show up to your building booing, chanting for the backup. Sick, leaving, disgusted. You put up 9 points. How do you feel now? What kind of mood you in now? That's the first thing. But the second thing is there should never be a situation. That's why I keep bringing up Tom Thibodeau. He succeeded, but he ultimately failed. These guys, where the success of that first year, forget about it. They have failed tremendously. They have failed at a level of like you can't imagine it. When I talk to people that were Giants fans through the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and now it's like, well, I don't know what the hell happened, right? I don't know. From the decision to move on from Coughlin, from the decision to bench Eli, like nothing has gone great since. Bro, they're throwing out the boat pick. The boat pick, somehow, they can never get away from that boat pick. Trey Song's face pops up with the Giants forever. Trey Song's never wanted anything to do with the Giants. He was just trying to get next to Odell Beckham Jr. The New York Giants are now 41-96-1 since the infamous boat trip picture was taken. Whose idea was it to let these guys go to Miami? Was it before they played in Lambeau against the Packers? Something like that? Didn't have like a bye week or something? You got these guys on a boat in Miami with Tim's wearing jeans with their shirts off. Jeez. Like, that is the type of stuff that they trolled the Giants with. That is the type of stuff that was allowed to go on. It's crazy. I don't know what to tell you guys. Tyler's in River Edge, New Jersey on the Fan. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, Keith. It seems like it was just 3 weeks ago we were talking about the Giants possibly getting 6 to 8 wins.
I knew it.
Monday night.
They fooled us all. Who talked us into this? Who? Go on. They had us fooled.
It's unbelievable. I thought so.
I think we may have lost Tyler. I feel
we
like
come
I
come out,
him.
We don't score a touchdown in week one. Come on. It's the same play calling. It's the same
how
story.
Can you, how can you be the New York
game.
Field goal Giants with an old hurt kicker and not have a backup kicker? They can't even
exactly.
do that.
Exactly. Again, it's the same story. It's the same story over and over and over again. I don't know what to do.
I feel for you. I feel for all my friends that are Giants fans. There's no answers. And it's like you just keep – like the next answer is start Dart. Okay, but what happens when he struggles, as any rookie is going to struggle at some point without the team around him? Like, then what?
Exactly.
Does it go to Jameis?
It's all part of the regime. I think we got to clear house. I don't want to say that it's Daboll and Shane's fault, but it really is. That and Mara, all of them. That point about Mara before that you were talking about, I completely agree. It falls on him. You're letting Saquon Barkley go. You're letting McKinney go. And all these guys, Daniel Jones, they're all flourishing now.
Yeah, and he's the common denominator through regimes. He has sat in meeting rooms and offices with all of these guys that have been terrible. So after a while, you got to start pointing the finger at yourself.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call.
Do I want to start Jackson Dart?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, at 0-3, the season's over. So it's like, what are you waiting for at this point? But that's not good because, like, that could damage this kid. Like, you can see it in his eyes. He so badly wants to play. We know he can throw. We know he has it. But throwing him into the fire, like against Harbaugh and the Chargers this week at home, I don't think that's the way. But I think they've created it for it to be that way. Thanks for the call, Tyler. And that's why I say they have played with this young man's name. They have created a monster of a situation here where, like, you should have made him QB3. QB3, nobody's chanting for the third string quarterback. But since you made him QB2, and then the last 2 weeks you teased. Everybody with this Jackson Dart package where he runs his own option to hand to Scataboo, but then you handcuff him like Tommy DeVito. Oh, remember that first game? Tommy DeVito wasn't allowed to throw. They've gone too far with it. You tell us, oh yeah, we like his development. Whatever, man. I don't know. Just play him. What's the worst that can happen? You watch Russell Wilson throw the ball out of the back of the end zone 3 times. 888-808-1019. Taking your calls for the next 22 minutes. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right
back. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Right back.
Talk New York sports on WFAN 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yeah. All right, my last 14 minutes here. Keith McPherson on the Fan talking sports, obviously. 888-808-1019. I have not spoken on my New York Yankees yet, and what I'll say about the Yankees and conversations I've been having with friends and family members that are Yankee fans, I'm like, I'm ready for the pain. I'm ready to be hurt. I'm ready for the heartbreak. But maybe there won't be the heartbreak that we've had in years before or like last year. We don't know. And what I'm saying is, like, this Yankees team, you know, how they won Sunday, you know, Ben Rice and, you know, just thinking about Ben Rice, right? The year that Ben Rice has had, man, I would love to see that kid be a champion, a world champion. The year that Trent Grisham has had, I would love to see him be a champion with the New York Yankees. Trent, go sign with whomever. Cam Schlittler, right? That kid's first year, rookie year. What he has been. Will Warren, what he had no choice but to be. I know he's been bad, but he has been good for us, stepping up. Max Fried's first year as a Yankee. Carlos Rodon's first year with a beard as a Yankee. Different guy. Belly's first year in pinstripes, hoping that he comes back. Stanton gets to 450, and he can't wait to get back to the postseason. He doesn't have much time. Jazz missed a month. He's 30 for 30, added 31. Jazz loves being a New York Yankee. I would love for him to be a champion to back up all of that talk. Aaron Judge, who I said became a father in the offseason, got mocked and ridiculed, failed at the highest level. This is the year for Aaron Judge to win a World Series. And I don't want to look back on all of these years that the Yankees have been competitive and not have a World Series. I'm prepared to be hurt, man. I said that they're playing so well. They've evolved. They're handling their business down the stretch where I feel like they're just setting us up for the Devin Williams game that he blows. They're just setting us up for the game where they strike out a bunch. But so be it, man. This is not what we sign up for, but it comes with the territory. And as I look at the Jets and the Giants and how miserable they are, as I look at the Mets fans, as I'm an NFL free agent and obviously a diehard Yankee fan, I thank God for the New York Yankees in New York, man. They're consistent winners. They give us something to hope. We're hoping the bar for the Yankees every year is championship, World Series, and it's realistic. And this year in this American League, why not? Why not? Like, that is why I'm like, you know what? I'm ready for the pain. I'm ready for, like, once the new season starts, I'm back on the ride. It is what it is. Let's go. It's the most wonderful time. Let's go. Like, we're looking at this week, the Detroit Tigers. The Detroit Tigers have to face the Guardians. They have to face the Guardians for their lives. Like, the National League is starting to clinch up. The only team clinched up in the American League is the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays have to face the Red Sox, who are fighting for their lives. We're not fighting for our lives. The Yankees are actually fighting for the division. If the Yankees continue to win most of these games, like they dropped that one game against Rodgers and whatever, if they're able to sweep the White Sox in their building, sweep the Orioles in their building, and the Blue Jays stumble a little bit, we actually could be division winners. I thought it was done. I just didn't see the Blue Jays getting swept by the Royals, losing to the Tampa Bay Rays 2 out of 3, right? Is that what happened? I'm pretty sure that's what went down with the Blue Jays. Yeah, they got swept by the Royals. They lost 2 out of 3 to, I just didn't think that would happen. 2 out of 4 to the Rays. I just didn't think that was going to go down. But they're pitching, like Bassett is hurt. Scherzer was terrible. Bo Bichette is not there. Baseball is amazing because it literally ain't over until it's over. It's such a winding road and a roller coaster. Nobody can predict baseball. You can't predict baseball. And here we go with this last week. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. We're going to find out if the Yankees can win the division or not. And that is going to make these games in this final homestand more fun. You might not have a ticket till Friday or Saturday or Sunday. One of those games could be a clinching game. You know what I'm saying? One of those games could be to overtake. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm not getting my hopes up for the division. I know they're in. And a part of me kind of doesn't want the bye now because I want them to get hot and keep rolling. But, yeah, we're there. We are there this last week of the season. Good time to be a Yankee fan, but it always is, right? I told you, Yankee fans, don't worry. Don't worry about what they're saying across town about us and what our pinstripes don't matter and nobody cares about Monument Park and the roll call is corny and no one cares about the bleacher creatures. Nah, we're still valid. And the world is ready to watch the Yankees in the postseason again. And this Yankees lineup is deep enough that they can pick up Aaron Judge. And what if Aaron Judge is actually Aaron Judge this time in the postseason? I'm still chanting MVP. But I know. They're going to give it to Cal Raleigh. Ade is in the Bronx. What's up, Ade? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's good, man? Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, bro. Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. I was listening to you before the break talk about, you know, you sparing the Mets, even though the Mets fans were tormenting you and rubbing the off season in your face. And you know, obviously, I could speak for many people in the chat and, you know, definitely the Yankee fans that are listening. We all want you to get them receipts out. But, like, obviously, you want to keep it professional.
It depends.
You want to protect your, you know.
Let's see where we are at the end of the week. Let's see if they are in or they're out, and let's see how I feel. Sometimes I'm just in a trolling mood. Sometimes I'm just on Twitter and I'm like, I'm about to troll. I did some trolling Sunday.
But for real, I hear you. But for real, I was listening to you, and you sounded compassionate. And you know what kind of vibes that gave me?
I don't know.
Big brother vibes. You know?
Nah, you're right. Like, that is little brother, like, bro, yo, I'm not gonna pick on him anymore. That's big bro being like, I already know I can get to him. I know I can mess with him.
It's like, you know what, like, I feel bad for him, you know?
I'm gonna let him
live. He still hasn't reached his growth spurt. Like, I can't do that to him.
I'm not gonna knock him down again. I'm not gonna kick him while he's down. Like,
bro, you was giving me those vibes.
That is big bro vibes.
I had to hit that punchline. But hey, not to throw shade or anything, because you know we love WFAN for giving Keith the platform. But I check on YouTube and I look at these thumbnails. Like, they're always quick to drag the Yankees down. Like, it has nothing to do with, like, the Yankees are on a hot tear. Like, Keith, we saw the game. The Detroit series, that was like the only series they really lost. I don't even remember when the last series they lost before that.
What I was saying, bro. If you check them winning since we went to the Detroit series that second game, Trump came in the building. They got hot since.
And he called it, but, you know, I was just like, every time it's like the Mets are losing, like, there'd be like headlines of like the headlines and the thumbnail would be like, Mets and Yankees both suffering. I'm like, wait, whoa, slow down.
I was the first one saying it. I said, oh, we're deflecting, right? Because when we were losing and they were losing at the same time, I was like, the Yankees are going to come out of it, but you're lucky. Like, the world rather focus on the Yankees losing and not what's going on with the Mets. But here we are now. We're winning. We can't cover them. We can't provide shade for them now. Like, they're out in the sun burning up.
At this point, it's just straight up a lie because the Yankees are, like, just winning. They're winning series back to back. I wanted to talk about the Aaron Judge MVP thing because honestly, it actually bothers me. Like, you know, hearing Kyle Raleigh, like, I respect him. I respect all players that can do numbers and pull off home runs like that. But obviously, like, it's like meant to get under the skin of Yankee fans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to me, honestly, because I feel like he might actually win.
Yeah, I think he's going to win it. Like, on MLB Network, they put out a tweet, the MVP race is over for me, done, over with. Harold Reynolds, former Mariner, pushing that campaign. Day, you're the man, bro. Appreciate the call. Just got to move us along here. I'm running out of time. But, yeah, I'm done. I did the fight for the last couple of weeks. Let's see what Judge does this last week. Let's see what Cal Raleigh does. I see them featuring him on ESPN. Everybody is campaigning for him now. And the last thing that swung it was the Vegas odds. Now, Cal Raleigh and Judge, I saw somewhere have even odds. Somewhere else had Cal Raleigh at plus 100, Judge minus 145. Somewhere had them both minus 115. Everybody is getting to their platform that's a Yankee hater or that wants to act like they're some type of baseball purist to talk about how he's a switch-hitting catcher. We've never seen this. You've never seen Judge either. But the thing is, Judge has done this so many times, you're immune to it. You're having voter fatigue. I've said my part. I've done my campaigning. I just know if Cal Raleigh hits 60, even if he doesn't hit 60, he's there at 58. They're ready at 58. He passed Griffey. They're about to be a first place team. He's a catcher. He's a switch hitter. They are already wrapping that trophy up. And this is the last thing I'll say about it because this is where I've pivoted to. Take that away from Judge. We won't know until November. Judge, that's not the trophy you want anyway, homie. That's not the trophy you ever wanted. You have them. They took one from you with Altuve. They're about to take another one from you. You know which one they can't take from you, Judge? World Series. You know which one they really can't take from you, Judge? World Series MVP. Ernest is in Norwalk, Connecticut on the fan. Ernest, you got it.
Yes. I wanted to talk about the New York Football Giants. I'm losing. You know, I know the reason why they're losing, because they have Daniel Jones on their team. That's why they're losing. If they get rid of Daniel Jones, they can win.
The Colts?
But they got Jones.
The undefeated Colts?
No, no. You got it, right? You pick it up on it. They blamed the New York Giants, blamed Daniel Jones.
Of course.
Fans, everybody, people on the radio, I would call in.
Mm-hmm.
One guy on your station, he was ruined. We got to get rid of this bum. He's no good. I said, Daniel Jones is a good quarterback, but the coaches want their own quarterback, so they're setting Daniel Jones up to fail. I watched this man. Now, I'm 70 years old, and I've watched football for a long time. And they were setting this man up to fail because they wanted their own quarterback.
Yeah, and they did him
now
dirty.
That they have this, and now they have this Justin Dart from. I watched him. He's not a long range passer. He missed a lot of passes in the preseason. They're setting him up to fail. Daniel Jones may go to a Super Bowl. This man is tough. He works hard. He could, when he first came in the league, his number one asset was the bomb. Everybody forgot all about that. He can't throw the long bomb. I said he can't, and I'm saying to myself, who are these people watching football? Who are they? What are they watching? And so
he was the scapegoat. So, thanks for the call, Ernest. I have like a minute left. I hear you. It's tough, right? Daniel Jones was the whipping boy. It was him and Zach Wilson for a long time. I was here for all of it. But now you look at Daniel Jones in a better situation, he's balling. Russell Wilson looks like Daniel Jones used to look. Scared, not sure where to go with the ball, getting hit, being gun shy. Maybe it's the offensive coordinator. Maybe it's the play calling. Last call goes to Jarvis in Harlem. You're on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? What's up, bro? How are you?
Chilling. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to talk about the New York Jets and, you know, a loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Then Alan Glenn just clapping, you know, celebrating. Like, you know, they lost by two and after a game-winning field goal by the Tampa Bay man. He's over there clapping and, you know, they think they won it. I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah,
like,
that's the participation trophy clap.
Oh,
good job, guys. Good job, guys. Blew it again. And thanks for the call, Jarvis, because I'm wrapping this up. This is about the thing that got me was Baker after the game called out Steve Wilks and mentioned Hassan Reddick. I know y'all caught that, right? He's talking about, yeah, their defensive coordinator was the one there in Carolina when they cut me. Okay. Baker remembered that. And I told y'all I was down there at the Seminole Hard Rock. And I saw Hassan Reddick gambling at the blackjack table. He had his own personal drink girl, had his own table, whatever. I forgot all about him. He was with the Tampa Bay Bucks, made some plays against the Jets. I guess he was looking for revenge against the Jets, too. Funny how that works out. All right, that's all we got, man. Stay tuned for C-Mac coming up next to kind of reset this thing. I know, you know, C-Mac was on last night right after the game. There were no baseball games on, so what could C-Mac have in store for us tonight? Probably gonna, you know, talk about the Giants. That's the biggest story in New York sports. Keep watching on YouTube. Keep listening right here. Keep McPherson done. I'll see you guys later tonight.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.